This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The Omicron COVID-19 variant has been reported in 77 countries, and the reality is that it is probably in most countries. That's the message from the head of the UN Health Agency, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who on Tuesday warned that even if Omicron does cause less severe disease, the sheer number of cases could once again overwhelm unprepared health systems. Tedros also maintained that the World Health Organization was not against booster vaccines, but rather vaccine inequity. Our main concern is to save lives everywhere, Tedros said, adding that every country's priority must be to protect the least protected, not the most protected. According to the WHO, 41 countries have still not been able to vaccinate 10% of their populations, and 98 countries have not reached 40%. Tedros warned that if this situation continued, the pandemic would not stop. To the Human Rights Council, which heard on Wednesday how fundamental freedoms in Ukraine have been squeezed in government-controlled areas, as well as across the contact line in eastern territories held by mainly pro-Russian separatists. Amid increasing international tensions on the issue of Ukraine, UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights Nada Al-Nashif also told the Council that similar violations continue to be documented in the Crimea, which has been temporarily occupied by the Russian Federation, she said, since 2014. Here she is now describing the situation in the non-government-controlled East.
In November 2019, an entrepreneur was detained in the self-proclaimed Luhansk People's Republic for publicly expressing his pro-Ukrainian views. He was held incommunicado for 3 days and later sentenced to 13 and a half years in prison.
Among member states' concerns at the Council, the European Union called for access to the whole of Ukraine, while Belarus warned that between 4 and 10 million people had fled the country amid increasing poverty. The United Kingdom urged Russia to end its threatening and destabilizing behavior amid a military buildup on Ukraine's borders, while Russia noted with concern the closing down of Russian-language TV channels and the stigmatization of those working for Russian-speaking media. COVID-19 contributed to making more than 50 million people in the Asia-Pacific region more food insecure during the first year of the pandemic, UN agencies reported on Wednesday. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization and UN Children's Fund UNICEF, more than 375 million people in the region faced hunger in 2020, up by 54 million on 2019. Both agencies said that high levels of poverty continue to hold healthy diets out of reach for 1.8 billion people in the vast region. Hunger and poor nutrition levels in Asia and the Pacific in 2019 were already concerning, but the pandemic has made this drastically worse, UNICEF and FAO insisted, before adding that even countries that had initially reported a limited number of COVID-19 cases had suffered the negative effects of containment measures. Combating and eradicating food insecurity and malnutrition by 2030 are key Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. Daniel Johnson, UN News.